Hi, this is Joseph. I'm calling it with Opinion Survey. How are you doing this evening?
Fine.
Great. We're conducting an opinion survey and wanted to ask you some questions about your attitude and your opinions. Can you help us with this?
For what?
Like basically on womanhood and political.
Oh, well, I don't know if I would really want to necessarily be quoted on that. I am more Republican than anything.
Well, that's fine. It's wrong or right answers.
All right.
Now, do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Great. And what year were you born?
I don't feel comfortable giving that information out over the phone to somebody I have no idea who is.
Okay, no worries. Are you registered to vote or like any people or you're not? Okay, great. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. And what is your race? Select all that apply: white, black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Mideastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin.
So what exactly are these background questions for? Because,
well,
I mean,
this is actually what, you know, basically it's all statistical questions. So you know how sometimes on surveys, sometimes, from 18 to 30, they said this, or from 30 to 35, they said this. You know, it's basically that's what it does. It basically classifies, you know, the age range. That's what it does.
No, I get that, but as I mean, I have zero idea what organization or anything about your organization. So my concern is a potential scammer that could use any of my information.
Oh, no.
So that's
why I'm
kind of reluctant to.
Yeah, no, and I completely understand. I completely understand. But basically what we do is this, we're at an opinion survey. What we do is actually just conduct surveys on, you know, political things as well as on womanhood. Sometimes it's a community. It depends what type of surveys are going on. You know, it all depends what the election is coming up as well. So basically asking for opinions, basically, in other words. Like I stated, there's no
wrong. So where did you get the phone numbers from?
Well, information was submitted to opinion surveys. They actually wasn't submitted everything. Just the number was selected in random. So that's why
I'm
calling. Yeah.
Okay. it just seems very sketchy, because it just kind of came out of the blue. So some of them I might decline to answer just because there are so many things that happen and you can't be too safe, but white.
Oh, okay. Well, no worries. In general, right? I mean, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, like the future of the planet, how you feel, negative or positive?
I mean, the way it's going, negative.
Okay. How about your own future?
If inflation keeps going the way it's going, negative, because the cost of living is just ridiculous.
Okay. How about the future of the country?
I'm a Republican.
Okay.
So if we stay with the current president, who's, I feel negatively about what's going to happen.
Okay, well, hey, no worries. I understand. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 meaning your vote has a lot of power.
So is this something where I could give a more detailed information, or is it just 0 to 10?
0 to 10. It's just the overall speaking.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because I was totally ready, like, you know, back in the day, you know, before the whole last election where you can mail shit in and it's, they won't even do a redraw, you know, but, but not, I mean, as you can, not probably zero, honestly.
Okay. And, well, the following issues, which are like the three most important to you? Economy, cost of living, healthcare, abortion access, education, immigration, gun violence, crime, climate change, mental health, national security, racism, discrimination, student loans.
Education, cost of living, and probably crime.
Crime, okay. And thinking about this chapter in your life, which of the three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Economic security, financial independence, caring for senior family members, relationship, like romantic partnership or friendship, having or caring for children, contributing to a positive change in community, work-life balance, your education, hobbies, and free time activities, advancing in your career, improving or maintaining mental health, physical health, or other?
I would say having, or something about having kids or family.
Having or caring for children. Okay.
Yes, that what one. Mental health and financial or professional growth.
Economic security.
It was towards the end, one of the last ones. She said something about advancement in
professional career. Yeah,
that one.
Okay, cool. And which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your hobbies and interests, being young, your profession, being a woman, your personality, being American, your spiritual religious beliefs, your sexual orientation, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. The last one is being a member of a racial or ethnic group.
So I would say my personality, was there something about professional?
Yeah, your profession.
Yeah, that one. And the, I guess, the relationship roles or whatever about being a mom.
Your role in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, yeah, I guess.
All right. When you think about the American political system, what emotions do you feel most often? You could choose up to two of the following: hope, happiness, disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration, exhaustion, dread, pride.
Dread and anger.
Okay. And now, which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C says, our government political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
Current mood is C. It would be nice if we can get back to a B, but with the last couple elections, in the last probably 8 to 10 years, I don't think there's any coming back from it. They're just digging a bigger hole.
Okay, so would you say like statement C is closest to your opinion?
Yeah, C.
Okay, all right. And what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government political system not to work effectively? Options are, you can choose up to three. Options are division and gridlock between political parties, corporate money has too much influence, power-hungry politicians seeking control, the two-party system, too many old white men in power. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Systemic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, or none of the above.
The first one, which one?
Division and gridlock between political parties?
Yes. And the two-party system really doesn't work anymore, but
okay.
Did the two-party system say something about white men?
Yeah, it says too many old white men in power.
See, I don't like that. I don't like that verbiage. I agree with the sentiment that we need more of an independent, more independent choices. But I don't like the too many old white men in power. I'm not a fan of that statement. I think,
okay.
I mean, yeah, that may be accurate, but I think it's just as derogatory as if you were saying stuff about women. I'm not a feminist whatsoever.
Okay. How about politicians maybe are out of touch with the daily life of most people? How's that one?
Okay.
Does that one bring up the criteria? Okay, cool.
Yeah, and then the something about financial.
Yeah.
Corruption.
The power hungry politicians seeking control.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have three already, though. We have division, gridlock between political parties, two party system, politicians are out of touch with daily life of most people. We can only select three. Would you like to delete one?
Oh, we can leave the last one, the one I last. I just said we don't have to do that one.
Okay. All right. Okay. And how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do they affect your decisions, affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Joe Biden.
A lot.
Okay. Ballot initiatives, you know, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that affects
you
a lot?
Oh, how much in...
Yeah.
Yes, because I work as a federal contractor helping veterans, and I am a vet myself. So a lot of things involving the government, including, are going to impact me greatly due to the nature of work and me personally.
Okay. How about, so that one right there, ballot initiative, so it falls under a lot, would you say then?
Yeah.
Okay, how about your city government? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, how about the Supreme Court?
A lot.
What about Congress?
A lot.
Your community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, and coalitions?
A lot, especially with my work. I work with them nonstop.
Okay. How about your state government?
I would say in between a lot and a little, so somewhere in between.
Somewhat then? Oh, a little, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more than a little, but less than a lot.
okay, so we're saying somewhat then. I mean, that's between a lot, somewhat, a little.
We'll go with that.
All right, cool. when you hear you will hear now some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, tell me, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through the civic participation, very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all. So this first statement
says... So for me to get involved?
Yeah.
Or,
okay. So basically for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation.
Okay.
Okay. So the U.S. Supreme Government has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges, universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Is that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not motivating at all?
Very motivating.
Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down on the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
I mean, I kind of agree with them to an extent. So, what was
somewhat
my
motivating
options again?
Yeah, very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all motivating.
Not at all motivating.
Okay. And the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled the Black Student Loan Forgiveness Program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
I would say motivating.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services?
Very motivating.
Okay. And in your
so
opinion,
that means
uh-huh.
Very motivating means that I'm in support of this, of
yeah, and
the LGBTQ rights,
well,
correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just had to double check.
I understand.
Some of the verbiage, I'm like,
Oh, I get that one right there. I get a lot, so I you know, it's okay. I get it. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Voting and elections. You think that's very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all effective?
Not very.
Okay. And volunteering for an advocacy organization.
I would say
very somewhat.
Very.
Okay. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Ew. The bottom one. That does not sound fun. Because all they're not at all. They're just gonna lie to your face and pretend like they're that they don't think.
How about boycotting a company?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I mean, you definitely see some change happen because of companies doing shit they shouldn't or propaganda that doesn't look good. So.
Okay, I understand. How about attending a protest?
No thanks. I'm sure it is, but no thanks. Mm-mm.
Okay. Signing a petition?
I would say not because, I mean, how many petitions, like, do you actually know that the petition's going somewhere?
Okay. So would that be not very or not at all?
I'd say not at all.
Okay. How about sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That's how you ruin things. Ruin friendships and relationships. So, yeah, people have it in their mind and their minds aren't going to change. So not at all.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that kept them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in a previous election? You may choose up to three. First one says there was intimidating presence in a polling place. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. You didn't know or when to vote or register. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. Inconvenience, you know, like long lines and distant polling. The other one is you didn't have time to vote. you didn't know enough about the candidates, you didn't think your vote would be counted properly, none of the above because you always voted, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles?
Inconvenience, vote doesn't matter, and something about both or all parties suck.
Intimidating means the candidate didn't represent your values, you didn't have time.
The candidates don't represent the values.
Okay, I don't know their values. Okay. And for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. First statement says, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by becoming together in protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy and protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
Oh, a lot less.
Okay. And the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet to a past point of catastrophic warming, where we must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. I'll engage a lot more, a little less, and a lot less.
A little more?
Okay. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share.
A lot more.
Okay. And young voters turned out to be a huge number in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on the election's outcome. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values.
A little more. I feel like most of my generation is fairly uneducated or too far one-sided. So I don't know if it's really that great of a day. Right on, boy.
Okay. And what are the media sources that you check out the most for new content? You can choose up to two. Local TV news station, national TV news station, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, news or infomercial article online, international news outlet, podcast, Twitter, Facebook.
Is this for politics?
No, just generally speaking.
Oh. I use them all for work because that's primarily how I reach my targeted audience. So I would say primarily Facebook. And Rally Point, but I don't think you have Rally Point.
I could put other on here. I could just put Rally Point.
Okay.
Word.
And Instagram?
Instagram? Okay. All right.
Yeah, Rally Point's a all veteran, basically Facebook kind of thing.
Okay. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Music, government, politics, business, finance, sports, hobby, tips, hacks, news, current events, science, technology, show, movies, humor, memes, health, beauty, health, self-care.
So on social media?
Yeah.
On social media, I want mindless, stupid humor.
Okay. You can choose up the suit if you like.